Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
It's the start of a brand new year, and anything is possible. Today on CityCast Las Vegas, we've got Andrew Corrali here, creator of thelist.vegas. It's a highly curated website featuring the Valley's best events. And this month, Andrew is going to help you figure out how to celebrate the first month of 2024. It's Tuesday, January 2nd. I'm Sarah Lohman, and here's what Las Vegas is talking about. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning and Happy New Year. I just threw confetti.
Happy New Year. Yay. So, Andrew, I have heard some rumors around the internet, and they are that you once fronted a legendary punk band. Is that true?
Oh, my God. That doesn't quit. Yes, once upon a time, from 1994 to, 1998, I played throat, i.e. sang in a quote, legendary punk band called Boba Fett Youth. We were a Star Wars themed punk band. And that's why I have a permanent quasi rasp from years of shredding the larynx. So
it's okay.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Your mystique.
Exactly. Yeah. Been trying to quash that internet legend for years. But it persists. It persists.
Why would you ever want to get rid of that?
Well, if you listen to our actual music at the time, it was filled with youthful passion and a certain raw energy. As far as actually being quality music, it's kind of a different question. Yeah, I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, man. Emotion over quality, I would say. So keeping in mind the young baby punk, Andrew, are there any musical acts that have caught your attention this month? I mean, you're still a musical connoisseur. Like, what are you into now versus what would you have been into when you were 19?
Actually, my taste has just gotten a lot more broad, a lot more diverse, a lot more Catholic. So any given, weekend, you can catch me anywhere from, a little spot downtown, like the usual place, seeing some weird noise band to, classical concerts at the Smith Center. Love the Las Vegas Philharmonic, UNLV Performing Arts Center. Their classical and contemporary classical programming is on point. So you can kind of see me pop up anywhere.
So where are some places, what are some shows that you're not going to miss in January?
So yeah, this one guy just got on my radar. We just listed him on the website, and his name is That One Guy. And it's a very metaphorically kind of rich.
And is he playing at the usual place?
He is actually, yeah. January 5th
Stop.
At the usual place. Yeah. And his real name is Mike Silverman. But the reason he's called That One Guy, because he is, in fact, a one-man band. But he's not just like one of these like loop artists who just, has all the electronics. He's also an inventor, and he has invented this sort of customized musical instrument called the Magic Pipe. And if you could imagine like a cyberpunk harp. This is things like 7 foot tall. It has steel plumbing pipes and joints welded onto it and orchestral bass strings and everything. And he actually plays like really cool, interesting experimental songs with humorous titles, such as The Moon is Disgusting, very catchy tune, and Butt Machine. So if you like Bob Log, that kind of thing, but even extra catchier, he's playing January 5th at the usual place. And curiosity is consuming me. I definitely have to see this guy and watch him bust out on the magic pipe.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yes. This definitely sounds like a band I absolutely would have gone to in college. So maybe I'll drag my old ass out to see that.
Yeah. Mentally, I still am in college. So this is the kind of thing that really, pings my maturity level.
Any other music recs?
Yeah. Another thing I've been getting into is EDM. And I used to kind of, give DJs the side eye, but EDM has really evolved in terms of the range and diversity of the music. And there's a hot act coming to town January 12th at Area 15. They're called The Sponges. They're from Florida. And they do this really dense, catchy, glitchy, like funk house kind of mix. And it's just, it's definitely like short attention span music because it is just constantly changing and morphing, but it is just compellingly catchy. So that's definitely on my radar. And then one other one that I'm excited about, more on the classical tip, I've been meaning to catch these guys for years, the Listezo Quartet. They almost kind of have a residency in town at the Industrial Event Space on Industrial. And they do this series called Candlelight Concerts. And they get like, you know, they just light up all these hundreds of LED candles and they just like, you know, bust out with these tribute shows. They've done everything from Bad Bunny tributes to Taylor Swift. The one I've been looking forward to, and I finally got tickets to it, is January 18th. They're performing The Best of Hans Zimmer, who, you know, contemporary, you know, classical composer known for his sort of like long form, slow rolled, you know, experimental classical. So I'm really looking forward to getting my face peeled off in the majesty of Hans Zimmer performed with a million LED candles flickering.
It sounds absolutely magical and worth not having a face anymore.
Exactly.
So, okay, as a former Midwesterner, there is one thing I've noticed about Las Vegans in general, that they're very cold this time of year. They're always so cold, and I'm sort of built out of different Midwestern German stock, I think.
Right.
So where do you fall on, are you staying inside and staying cozy? Or for me, like, this is the, like, January's the month I want to be outside. What do you think?
I'm a bit of a switch. So I get out and I love to stay in, if I may invoke such a label. But my secret spot, and, you know, because I love CityCast, I'm going to give away my secret spot for getting outdoors, and that is Sloan Canyon. It's obvious, no secret, but it's a national conservation area in the Southern Valley near Henderson.
Yeah, my side of town. Yeah,
exactly. And I love it because it's basically undervisited. It's not as, you know, well known as Red Rock National Conservation Area, so it's not crowded. Yeah. So my spots there are McCullough Hills, which is a super chill rolling hike through these sort of dun hills with great views of the valley, and you can kind of like bite off as much as you want to chew as far as the ambition level you're feeling. The other one is Black Mountain at Sloan Canyon as well, which is more ambitious, and it's basically like hiking a gigantic pile of crumbled Oreos. I mean, I call it the cookies and cream hike because it's just these monstrous lava rocks that are just like these huge boulders that have been, you know, split and carved and eroded by time. So there's kind of this, you know, cosmic majesty to it. So those are my spots for getting out. Yeah, have you been able to get out much and check out the great outdoors in Southern
Not
Nevada?
Not yet this fall, because I, as you know, I just came back from tour. I was out east for weeks and weeks and weeks with my new book. But Black Mountain specifically has been on my to-do list, especially since I found out that the mountain that everybody thinks is Black Mountain, the one here in Henderson with all of the radio towers on it, is not Black Mountain. It does not have a name. So then I'm like, all right, well, everything in this community is named Black Mountain, so I should get up on the Black Mountain. But that is like, it's like an 8-mile round tripper or 8-mile one way or something. It's a little demanding.
Yeah. And that's another thing, is you could turn back at any time. And I'm in favor of the short hike. Believe me, I'm the laziest hiker on the planet. For me, it's just an excuse to eat all the cool Cliff Bars and snacks and Kind Bars and everything.
I love a demanding hike. I love a hike that I can take with an iced coffee. And so then the other one I've been wanting to get to in Sloan Canyon is the petroglyph hike, which is a really easy loop where there's just like thousands and thousands of petroglyphs and pictographs.
Yeah, it's very light trail. And it's mostly, you know, the visuals of the petroglyphs. But yeah, when you find the actual Black Mountain, let me know, because I'm still searching for it as well.
No, it's that one. It's that one in Sloan Canyon, I think.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Well, okay, so how about our chilly Vegas friends, like, who want to stay inside and be cozy? What are some indoor kid activities that you recommend?
Yeah, I got some favorite indoor spots. If you're looking for, you know, something, you know, more of a cafe vibe, Cafe Gabi on Spring Mountain in Greater Chinatown is super cool. It's, think of, like, Birdcage Fantasia meets someone with a lot of houseplants and a serious antique store addiction. They do really good coffees and pastries, a little bit on the pricey side, but you're paying for the ambiance. So that's a cool, cozy place to chill. And over on the east side, I'll always love the Starboard Tack. It's on Sahara and Atlantic. And they got a cozy little hangout area with the TVs and a little like party pit. And then they got a fireplace there that's nice and cozy. Ooh. And been meaning to get back to the Peppermill. Winter definitely, you know, invites Peppermill vibes. I'm always cozy. And then last but not least, if you are talking about cozy in terms of hiding away from the world in an alcohol-rich environment, you cannot go wrong with Champagne's Cafe. They don't have a fire or anything, but the that sort of flocked velvety wallpaper brings that cozy, subaquatic, Nicolas Cage in Leaving Las Vegas kind of vibe. Wow, that got dark.
The Champagne's Cafe also on my to-do list, just based on driving by it and thinking I probably need to go in there. I mean, I also like Griffin on Fremont for a cozy fire experience.
Oh, yeah, of course. How could I forget the Griffin? Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the Griffin,
coziest
super
dive bar in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's like a Scottish sort of undercroft. Yeah, you're in like the subterranean castle or something like that. But definitely cool vibes. And and they have a great music programming there, speaking of events.
And do you have are there any January specific events that you'd recommend for indoor kids?
One show that I'm really looking forward to seeing is Cluelesque at Vegas Theater Company downtown. It starts January 10th and runs through the 27th. I'm an avid Clue player. I'm not really good at it. The murderer always gets away. But this is basically a mashup of, it's a parody of Clue, you know, the celebrated murder mystery board game. Then it's, you know, got a lot of like raucous ribald comedy going, but then they actually throw in burlesque, which I love as well. So yeah. So, you know, I love murder, you know, solving them, not committing them. I love burlesque and I love comedy. So, and Vegas Theater Company and Majestic Downtown. I mean, they're the most, you know, effervescently weird and creative theater production groups, in Vegas. So I'm always down to check out what they got going on. So, and you know, it's indoors. So
when you said Cluelesque, I assumed it was Clueless Burlesque, which also I'm giving that to anybody who needs that idea.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I'd watch that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. January is also the month people are like New Year's resolutioning, self-care, renewal, things like that. I don't do New Year's resolutions because they're often like too lofty goals and you don't really accomplish them, right? So I actually do new month's resolutions, like just one month to do something more compact and like I can achieve this goal. So if I wanted to focus though on renewal and self-care this month, are there any activities in that vein?
Yeah. So there's always yoga, you know, popping off around town. And those are easy enough to find on, you know, an Eventbrite or Meetup. I love the programming that they got going on at Ferguson's downtown. They do community yoga classes twice a month. In January, it's January 3rd and the 17th. The reason I've been to many outdoor events there, like Rooted Lounge will put on these astrological recognition ceremonies where they're, you know, welcoming the new moon in Cancer, for instance. But the outdoor vibe there is, you know, just especially nice because they got like the nice grass and the sort of ambiance of the, you know, you got that weird twisted, you know, scoliated diesel hanging over you. So that one's kind of fun. And then last year around this time, I think it was after the new year, I actually did my first vision board for 2024.
Oh, nice.
And it was basically turned out to be like a grotesque collage. But I actually did find it a good intention setting, you know, ritual. And so to that end, there's this cool little crystal shop next door to Ferguson's in this little like sort of bazaar called the Gather House. And the name of this spot inside is Crystal Cartel. And they are doing a manifestation board workshop on January 3rd. So, yeah, this is a way to, you know, nothing mystical about it to me, but it's like, wow, it is good to think about, you know, what I want to accomplish in the new year. And, you know, how do you set intentions for that? How do you manifest it? Are you big on like the whole intention setting kind of ritual?
No. I'm privately a mess, honestly. No, like, okay, I take that back because, yeah, I did start this, like, New Month's Eve. I mean, honestly, when I was younger, we would celebrate the end of every month with a power hour, which is also, again, a private mess. But now I don't do the power hour every month, but I do try to think about, like, you know, it's often, I think January, my goal is going to be to go for a hike every single week and just, like, nice. Get back into my body again after being in, like, so many hotels and things like that. But I do also follow all the vendors at Ferguson's because every single one of them does really cool events. Like Tofu Teas is always doing like intergenerational crafts. The jewelry maker there does silversmithing workshops, like advanced, right? And even LV Plant Collective will do like plant-based workshops too. So I'm always like keeping an eye on what they're doing. And you know, December's so much of focusing on gifts for other people. Now you can like kind of bring some gifts in for yourself too.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, and it's a great way to meet people too. And you know, people, you know, you're relatively new here, and a lot of people, you know, complain, Vegas is such a hard place to meet. It's really not. You just have to put a little work into it and manifest.
Manifest. No, we've been having a discussion here at CityCast Las Vegas about that because there's several Reddit threads about Las Vegas being one of the loneliest cities in the world.
Yeah.
But honestly, I have not found it that hard. I find Vegas to be super, super welcoming. And I'm delighted to know so many intelligent and thoughtful people via CityCast.
There you go.
Speaking of, Andrew,
you're in the pocket.
I'm in the pocket, the sweet spot of Vegas. So as an intelligent and thoughtful person, is there something you're really excited about doing this month? You've mentioned two already, like you're going to hit up Hans Zimmer's with the candles. It is going to be beautiful and maybe Clueless as well. But what else is something you're a real man about town? What else are you pumped about this month?
Yeah, so there are actually two events that are happening in a geographical location that's sort of close to my heart and my interests. And these are taking place on Boulder Highway. And Boulder Highway is, you know, it's historic, it's you know, infrastructurally complex, it's you know, troubled. And I think you can see like Boulder Highway is fascinating to me because it represents like the sort of potentialities of Vegas and cool things you can do with it. But it is also, you know, it's a deadly, you know, strode that's, you know, marked by crime and poverty as well. Anyway, on the positive note, Skate Rock City is actually celebrating their third anniversary, January 26th to 29th. And a long time ago, well, not that long ago, Skate Rock City was an old skating rink called Crystal Palace. And Floyd Mayweather purchased it. And just kind of elevated it and turned it into a really happening scene. And so they're going to have themed nights, like an R&B theme one night with some DJs. They're going to have like skate workshops during this weekend. They're going to have celebrity roller skaters and pros from all over the country visiting.
Oh, how
so they're
cool.
Turning it into a weekend of themed parties and celebrity appearances. And so I'm just really rooting for Skate Rock City because it's a glimmer of positivity on Boulder Highway. And then just up the street, there are really interesting things happening at this new gentleman's club called LVLV Gentlemen's Club.
I was just talking about this to CityCast contributor Brent Holmes this weekend.
Yes, and
he's doing
a lot of work
over there.
Yeah, so he's one of the masterminds behind this exhibit. So many, many years ago, this place was like this kind of dank, janky, library-themed strip club, and it was
really?
Comically bleak, I'll just say that, based on my purely professional research there over the years. But now it's LVLV Gentlemen's Club, and they have kind of, like, they've kind of, like, linked up with the arts and entertainment community here. So, yeah, artist Brent Holmes, musician and event impresario Beverly Chills, and wellness coach Amber Nicole have got together to do this series of art and music adult marketplace micro festivals called The Exhibition. And they're doing volume 2, January 13th. And, you know, it's more than just like strippers and vendors selling stuff. They're actually trying to sort of pursue some sort of intellectual threads here. And the theme of this one is going to talk about technology and humanity and the sort of the specters that kind of, you know, loom over this conversation as far as like the corporatization of technology and the internet and things like that. So it promises to be kind of like smart, sexy entertainment kind of night. And so I'm looking forward to that January 13th at LVLV Gentlemen's Club. And the club itself is kind of cool because they are promoting this vibe that's heavily inclusive, that has a lot of LGBTQ programming.
Community-oriented, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's different for Vegas in terms of our, you know, exotic dance outlets.
Yeah,
so So those sound kind of fun, yeah.
Yeah, Brett was telling me, too, they also do a monthly live drawing. It's a $10 drop-in.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I come from a visual arts background, and I just feel like I don't make enough art with my hands anymore. So I think I'm going to head out there for a live drawing sesh. You know, it's not so much a class as, like, there's, you know, a model there, and you bring your own stuff and sit and just do some, get into your practice, you know?
I love it. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that place is going to attract a lot of, quote, artists.
Yeah. So, all right, Andrew, do you have any New Year's or New Month's resolutions?
I do. I set them every year, and mine for 2024 is to move my butt more. And when I say that, I don't necessarily mean going to a gym or going running or anything like that. Just to, you know, get out and move more. So one thing I've been doing during the holidays is getting out and dancing more. Recently had Oddfellows with some friends. We did Latin Night. It was a great, epic time. Surprisingly, didn't feel that sore the next day. But at one spot on my radar that I want to check out one special night is put on by the Sundown Soul Club. And the Sundown Soul Club is this this DJ collective, and they are obsessed with collecting, you know, rare funk and soul vinyl records. And so this is an all vinyl party. They do it every second Friday in the back room of the Griffin, you know, that cozy downtown spot.
Cozy fireplace bar.
And yeah, exactly. And but I've seen, I've watched their gram and some of the throwdowns they have as far as people on the dance floor. I mean, they are just cutting loose.
Wow.
But it looks like a very inclusive, chill, judgment-free environment, which for someone like me who is an Aki dancer at best is, you know, is heaven. So I'm looking forward to checking that out to definitely,
you know,
get out and move more. They're performing every second Friday in the Griffin back room. So it's a monthly show. Second Friday is no cover, kicks off at 9 and goes probably till, you know, 2-3 in the morning. But it looks, you know, danceably funkalicious.
Ooh, yeah, you know what? I might check that out. One of my favorite clubs back east was the Beauty Bar. I was so bummed when the Vegas one closed, but they would do a soul night like one Saturday a month. And it was amazing and like very inclusive and like such a great intersection of society too. And the music was awesome. Mm-hmm. So this sounds perfect.
Yeah, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Well, Andrew, I feel like my social calendar is now very full after this
conversation. I know. I just carpet bombed it with cool events. I love it.
I know. All right. So I'll probably see you out and about. And yeah, thanks. I appreciate you coming in and sharing all these amazing events and things to do.
For sure. I'll see you on the dance floor, Sarah.
See you on the dance floor, Andrew. Before you go, one more January event. If you want to come out and meet me, I am doing a book talk and signing at the Writer's Block Saturday, January 6th at 7 p.m. And Kim Foster, local food writer and author of her new book, The Meth Lunches, will also be there. So come on out and say hi. That's all for today here on CityCast Las Vegas. If you enjoyed the show, add listening to more podcasts to your New Year's resolutions. Stay tuned as we cover the biggest news and cultural moments in Las Vegas. Share this with 3 friends to start your 2024 off right. Also, subscribe to our morning newsletter, Hey Las Vegas. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Happy New Year! I mean, the most memorable shows I ever saw in college was, I think it was Attack of the Robots. Do you remember that band?
They were hot for a minute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was like a Chuck E. Cheese nightmare. And then, of course, the Trachtenberg Family Players who used a slideshow to write songs, too.
Wait, Chuck E. Cheese Nightmare was the name of a band?
No, that's how I describe Attack of the Robots.
Oh, it has like to be the name of a band now.
Yeah, now somebody out there, get the original Chuck E. Cheese robot monsters and form a band. I will absolutely be there.
I'd watch that.